Little me.
Hey guys, I'm your host Angel.
Hey guys, I'm your host Paige.
And this is the Dear Little Me podcast, where we talk to you all about Demi Lovato.
Just in case you forgot.
Yeah, because it's been so long since we've been here for an update, but we're back. We might disappear again, but right now we're back, and that's all that matters.
We say every time, like, we want to be more consistent, but just life happens. Things happen. It's unexpected. And then we're in a groove and then we just like fall out. So hopefully this will be good for us. We'll get back, you know, on our way.
And also Demi hasn't been feeding us very much. I mean, we got in the whole album, which we're going to touch on, but like, other than that, I feel like after Revamped came out, Demi kind of just fell off the face of the earth and has not come back.
Yeah, which has happened since Dancing with the Devil, the artist starting over.
Yeah.
It happened with Holy Fuck too. So we're just keeping the tradition. But we're going to get
into releasing the album and then leaving.
Yeah. And what we're going to be getting into, things that will hopefully change that. There's been some changes in Demi's career. So we're going to basically update you guys on things that we found to be most important from our last, like what has happened between our last episode and now. So we wanted to share with you kind of like the top things that you should know, the things you should know. One of them, like you said, was we got a whole album revamped. We talked about this, but we did have the full track list in the last episode, but now we've heard them all. So I got to know, Angel, which one is your favorite? What's your favorite
Neon
track?
Lights. Neon Lights is my favorite.
Me too.
So good. Like I did not think that a rock version of Neon Lights would slap so hard, but I don't think it's like the rock version that hits me. It's the fact that like Demi's voice sounds so much more mature in just a span of what, like 6 years. Like, that's not that long. 7 years. How long has it been since
Neon? Almost 10. Has it been 10? Neon Lights was on Demi, right?
And Demi was 2013, right? It's been a decade since
over
Neon
10.
Lights. Dude, oh my God, that's disgusting. Well, anyway, we're going to pretend I'm not having a crisis right now. But yeah, like Demi's voice sounds so much more mature. And like, I listened to the OG Neon Lights and I was like,
it is the weirdest thing when you listen to these rock versions and then you get to the regular versions, it comes on shuffle, you're like, who is this? This literal chipmunk. It's so like Demi's voice was so high pitched and just obviously everything is different from those originals. So it's so weird to hear, but I have to agree. Neon Lights is my favorite. But if you had to pick a second favorite, what is yours?
If I had like a second, I would probably say Skyscraper, only because I did not expect it to be on the album. We were talking about how hilarious it would be if Skyscraper was on the album. Being on the album. And I laughed when I saw it. I was like, there's no way. It's just going to be like drums or something. But again, I feel like it's not even it changing over to rock that got me. It's the fact that Demi's voice is, it sounds more like beautiful. I don't even know what the word is to describe it, but like I cried more hearing the rock version of Skyscraper than I did hearing the OG, because it just sounds more like,
for me, something about the organ versus the regular piano with the original, the organ, it to me it sounds like like played at my funeral. But also as the song progresses, Skyscraper, to me it feels almost like more, I wouldn't say happy because it's not like a happy song, but not so, I don't really know the right term, but it's just more light. I feel like it just gradually goes into like, okay, we're at a funeral, but okay, but now we're ending at a nice party, after party. Like
no, I agree. Yeah, I was going to say that. It's like the new Skyscraper is kind of like taking the old Skyscraper as like a little baby and then like watching it grow up. And now it's like a nice teenager that's depressed. But that's what it sounds like. It's like it grew up.
That's a great way to put it. I really also enjoyed Tell Me You Love Me. I did want to say, like, this was one of my favorites. So kind of like jumping into the next thing just quickly, I do wish that I was able to like experience this with you, but obviously Lauren is a good friend of mine as well, but it was such a last minute thing. So I met Demi in New York City, God, it's almost been a month, September 11th. And it was like a random thing. A lot of people have asked like how I had that opportunity. You just had to like email into the radio station. So I always recommend being on Twitter if you want to find all the updates. So we got to hear Neon Lights and Tell Me You Love Me. They played it for us. We got to listen to it with Demi, which was really fun. And everybody was crying during Tell Me You Love Me. Like, everyone.
Tell Me You Love Me. I wouldn't even expect that. I mean, Tell Me You Love Me, I guess, is like a sad song, but not as sad as like Skyscraper.
I don't know what it was, if it was just like how loud the music was. So you just were kind of with your thoughts and you couldn't really hear anybody. Like, it was so intimate. And like, Demi's over here, like, everything I need is right in front of me. And she like points at all of us. Yeah. Like, oh my god, that's probably why everyone was crying. But yeah, that was a fun experience because I didn't think I would ever get to do that. But we did say it would have been so fun if we got to do it together, because we could have like, because the picture of us like with Demi. Yeah. But one day, although we have met Demi together accidentally, but we're gonna get one day.
Okay. One day we'll get an actual picture together when we're not in our pajama. I look at that picture every single time and I'm like, we're literally in our pajamas. Like, everyone's hair is all up and messy. Like, it was the worst time to accidentally run into Demi, but you know what? It's okay.
It just makes me laugh, like, because I know that there were some people on Twitter saying that we stalked Demi down on the boardwalk. Like, I would have made sure my hair was dry.
Exactly. Yeah. If I knew I was going to meet Demi that day and get a selfie, like, I would have definitely made sure I was not wearing my snowflake pajama pants. Like, come on.
I think Ashley was in her Lilo, was it Lilo and Stitch, or Stitch pajamas. Like, yeah. We would have planned that out a little bit better to look like decent, you know.
We just saw Debbie and ran across the street to the boardwalk.
Yeah, you looked cute in the photo though.
Like, that's because I took my hair down. My hair was up initially. I took it down to make
sure. Yeah, mine was up and sopping wet in a clip. Like, it couldn't. I had my glasses on. Like, if this was planned out, I really would have just. It would have looked a lot different than that. So.
Yeah, like, I literally debated posting on Instagram because I was like, this is such a bad photo. Like,
you look really good in it. You look really good. And then, yeah, Demi had taken your phone. That was fun.
It's this phone case, guys. I still have
it. Man. But, yeah, with us saying, like, Demi kind of fell off the face of the earth. That had happened since Dancing with the Devil, Tell Me You Love Me. And it seemed to be with Demi's new management, or old management now.
Yeah.
It would happen with the two albums, or I guess this one also revamped is under that old management. But Demi has new management now, if you're not aware. So she's no longer. Demi
left with Scoot Scoot.
It seems like everyone, I don't know the drama behind it. I don't really keep up, but what I have seen is that a bunch of the artists are leaving, but I don't know who. So I don't know what's going on with him, but Demi, I think, touched on it, or it was like an insider that said that Demi just felt like it was time to move on and go in a different direction. And so whatever that means, I think at this point, because we thought that when Demi signed with Scooter, things were going to be so much better. And comparing these past two eras to Tell Me You Love Me, might as well have Phil back. Because Tell Me You Love Me, like, Demi was busy, like, booked and busy. But Demi has a new management. It's Brandon Creed's Good World Management. Maybe I should have done some research on this guy. But all I know is that his roster includes Charlie XCX, and then there's like Troye Sivan and Mark Ronson. I'm not familiar with him. I'll have to like look into him. But what are you hoping for from this new management? What are you hoping for, Demi?
I'm hoping for the same thing that we've been hoping for the last 6 years, being promo.
Yeah.
I feel like Demi is always on their own for promo, as far like they literally just leave it up to Demi to like promote their own music. And it's like, yeah, it's up to the artist, but management plays a big role in that, and I feel like Demi should definitely be having more interviews. Like, I haven't seen Demi on like Jimmy Fallon or Ellen in like forever. Like, I feel like they need to do a performance on some talk show, or like go to more red carpet events or whatever there is out there. Just Demi's not doing
the VMAs. Demi did the VMAs.
Oh yeah, that is something. Yeah, but I feel like, I don't know, there should be more. Like, Demi hasn't sang at like, has Demi performed revamp music like on a show?
I don't think so.
And yeah, I'm wondering, like, if like it should have been like,
I'm wondering if it's because it's the old stuff and it's like, we want to see, I feel like revamp, okay, we can kind of let it slide. This was just old tracks re-recorded. Like, we appreciate it, we like it, but I feel like the general public, they're going to be like, okay, well, this is the Heart Attack that I know, this is Sorry Not Sorry that I know, like the pop versions are like, well, this is, you know. When it comes to the new music, that's when I really am hoping that they're going to start pushing Demi to be doing more stuff. And obviously with, I feel like I need to make it clear, like, I hope that they're not, like, literally, like, pushing Demi until they're unhappy, because they were obviously unhappy in their last management. But I don't know. I just, I really want to just see. But I also, then I like to keep Demi to myself, too.
Yeah.
So it's
Demi's also been through so much management. Like, I feel like with every new management, there's something different. Like, as much as everyone hated Phil, like, Demi was not in good hands, but in good hands, like, promo-wise. And, like, as in, like, tour-wise. Because things were going, like, well, like, tour-wise and promo-wise. But obviously, Demi's mental health was tanking. And then with Scooter, Demi was able to start up the rock era. And they were so happy because that's what they really wanted to do. But then now Scooter is out. So, like, I just... You never know what to expect from new management, so we could either, it could go either way. Obviously, we hope that it's gonna be good and push Demi in the right direction. But as far as music is concerned, we would be getting D10 out of this new management, so it better be good, because that's a big deal.
Now it's D10, because
yeah, we said it was D10 before, but I was wrong. But now,
now the next one, I totally agree with you on that. I think at this point, if this doesn't work out with them, you know, knock on wood, Demi just needs to hire a fan, because the fans know, like, what is going to do well, what, you know, everybody wants to see in the fandom. I'm like, obviously I'm not being serious, because is there a Demi fan that has a management team? I don't know. Let's create one. I don't know. I just hope for the best, and I just want to see Demi do well, of course. But also, don't get too big. Because I'm not trying to struggle to get concert tickets. Like, that is not what I'm here for. So, but yeah, so let's move on. Demi being MIA, there's rumors going around that Demi is secretly had a secret wedding, got married to Jordan Jutes.
Yeah, which I don't think is true at all, because we haven't, like, he hasn't even proposed. Like, so if there was, like, a secret wedding, he would have had to secretly propose, mm-hmm. and then secret, like, there, we would, I feel like we would have seen something up until this point.
I just feel like it would be really weird timing, considering Juice is about to go on tour in, like, a week. So you just get married, and you're gonna just leave your wife?
Also, like I said, there was, like, no, like, remember when people thought that, what was it at the Asbury concert, that there was the rumor, or was it? When people thought Demi said, like, my fiance or my, like, something instead of, like, so there's, everyone just keeps, like, I guess, like, putting it on Demi, like, oh, you need to be married. But, like, I feel like they're trying to take it slow for a reason, because Demi married Max after a short period
of time. Married? Did he get married?
Not married. Got engaged. I feel like Demi's trying to take it slow this time and, like, actually enjoy the process and make sure, obviously, Jutes hasn't done anything wrong yet, got knock on wood, but I feel like Demi's really trying to, like, feel it out before they, because obviously this would hopefully be Demi's last person, you know, they're 30 now, time to settle down. So
now, stop, I'm dead.
You know, it's time for Demi to settle down at this point. Like, Demi doesn't want to go through another relationship, I'm sure, so they're trying to, you know, make sure it's
Maybe they are, and maybe they did a secret wedding because Demi didn't want to have that attention from their last engagement. It was just like, hey, let's just do this privately. Maybe Demi learned a lesson of not sharing that intimate moment. I feel like maybe Max is like, let's post the photos on Instagram. I can just picture, oh my God, Max is another fucking episode, but he's been just creepishly just, like, listening to Demi on his lives and singing their music, and then posting, like, screenshots of listening to, like, I See You on Twitter. It's just all these
He was really lip syncing on Snapchat to I See You, like the part where Demi sings, like, I love you, Maddie, and everyone was like, what the fuck? Like, it's so weird.
Oh my God, because I also saw a video of that he called the paparazzi on himself, and they were, like, recording, and he was, like, pretending like he didn't, like, call. I have to send
so
you
pathetic.
It is so bad. But can you imagine, like, I would probably be, like, in his position, being feeling down and in the dumps if I've lost Demi Lovato. Like,
yeah.
You literally had it all, dude, and you just lost it because you're fucking weak.
He probably listens to 15 minutes on repeat. He's like, oh my God, Demi wrote a song about me.
Yeah, I know. He probably listens to it on the beach when he's like, oh my God. Yeah, what a weirdo. So I don't know if Demi, I I don't think Demi's married, but if Demi is, good for them. Honestly, good for them. I'm happy for them. And if they are, I'm sure they'll share it when they're ready.
Yeah, I think fans are reaching though. I don't think it's, because it's just like you said, the timing is weird, and it's also like not too soon, but like it's just, there's too much going on, and like I feel like it's not like Demi to like, I mean, not to say Demi has to share that with us, but I feel like they would want to.
Yeah. So I guess only time will tell. Some random little facts. Do you want to share with them?
Yeah. So, Stone Cold, surpassed 500 million streams on Spotify recently.
About time, though.
Yeah, it's one of Demi's greatest ballads, in my opinion, and it should have definitely reached it a long time ago. But it's Demi's 9th song total to reach this milestone, so that's pretty cool because millions and millions and millions of streams.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And then Tell Me You Love Me turned 60. I'm dying. I can't. Oh my god. I know. The timing could have been more perfect. Disgusting. Tell Me You Love Me turned 6 years old.
Six. I remember going to the Tell Me You Love Me concert with my mom.
Uh-huh.
Six. It's, that means it's been 6 years since the iconic Demi and Kehlani bed kiss moment.
It's going on six. It'll be six in like March, right? April, whenever that was.
Yeah, it was the last show.
Yeah.
It makes me even more mad because I think I might have touched on this before, but Tell Me You Love Me, I was from Jersey. I was supposed to go to the Jersey show, but I met Demi because someone had an extra ticket to Philly, meet and greet wise. So I ended up going to Philly instead of Jersey. But then in Jersey is when Demi kissed Kehlani, and I would have fucking donated a kidney to experience that moment. And I was so upset when that happened, but
that's still the crazy. I feel like if anybody ever asked you, okay, what's a random fact, like Demi related fact about you, I feel like, oh, I got a free meet and greet, somebody just gave it to me. Like, did you even know them?
No, it's the weirdest fucking thing. I remember it so vividly. I was literally a junior in high school. I was in my computer tech class, and I was on Twitter, and I was, like, complaining. I was, like, I have, like, nosebleed seats for Demi, because I had, like, all the way at the top, it was, like, the $100 seats that were all the way in the nosebleeds, and I was complaining on Twitter, just, like, you know, whatever, not thinking on whatever. And then this girl randomly DMs me, and she was, like, hey, like, I upgraded my tickets to, like, backstage VIP or something, so I have an extra like regular meet and greet ticket, do you want it? And I was like, I thought it was a scam because she didn't like send it to me. She was like, I'll meet up with you at the concert and we'll exchange it. So I went to the concert like not trying to get my hopes up because I was like, oh, maybe it's a scam, she's not gonna actually show up. But then we met, she gave me the ticket, and then I ended up going from nosebleeds to like not floor but like two above floor, and I met Demi like for free.
That is crazy. Do you know who it was?
No clue. Like, I've been trying, I tried to scroll back at my Twitter DMs to find them, but like, I don't think they even have a Twitter account anymore. It was so long ago. But if that person's watching, if you remember this, if you don't, be, God bless your soul. I think about that daily, honestly. Like, that is the nicest thing someone's ever done for me.
I hope that, like, they've had really good, like, things happen to them in life for being such a nice human.
But like, it's my favorite memory, like dead ass. Like, I remember like having to hold in a scream in computer class because I saw them like, you want my extra ticket? And a little 16-year-old me was like, hell fucking yeah, I want to meet Demi.
See me like being like, I wouldn't have even answered them. I would have been like, this is a fucking scam. So good
for you. I thought it was. Yeah, but I was like, I mean, you know, might as well try. Also, I was 17 and naive. I was like, if I get killed, it's, you know, maybe I could have met Demi in the process.
That is so wild. That is such a cool story, though. And it just goes to show that there are good people out there.
I feel like in the Demi community specifically, like, so much, I've had so many surreal experiences that were just so wholesome just mm-hmm. within the Demi community. Like, I remember we were talking about, like, I randomly knew Amanda from 2018, but didn't know I knew her from 2018. Remember we were talking about that? That's how crazy. We were supposed to have like a sleepover. Like, it was so wholesome. Like, we planned like this entire Lovatic sleepover meetup for after the show in Philly. And like, we had that AC meetup when with Dyke did the overdose and didn't end up being able to play. But like, I feel like our fandom in general is just so wholesome, and there's so many cute moments that we all share together. Like, we all have matching tattoos, literally 90% of the fandom. Like,
I know. It is. If you look past some of the drama between people, I'm sure. It is. It's like, it's such a, I think that's why I'm still so heavily involved in it. It's hard to move on from something that's brought you so much joy and happiness. And you don't want to like lose that, because I know it's like, if I were to delete my shop or delete Twitter, like those connections, yeah, I'm sure I would still talk to you guys. But I feel like there's so much potential to create incredible friendships. And that's one thing I always get asked to is like, I might've talked about this in an episode. People will be like, I'm going to a Demi show by myself. Like, what do you like? Do you have any tips and tricks and stuff? I'm like, just talk to somebody in line. It is so, every time we've done general admission together, we make friends. We always do.
And it's the weirdest experience, but like it ends up being so amazing. Like we literally made our core group of friends just from talking to random people in line in front of the Asbury thing. Like I didn't know I knew Amanda, but apparently, and then we didn't really know Allie. We just talked to her at the Connecticut show, but we didn't know Lauren. We literally only knew each other and then Ashley. So like we literally made three new friends just by talking to people in line.
And it's so easy to talk to people in line for a concert because you just talk about Demi or what the artist is that you are there to see. And it's so easy. Like when I met Demi in New York City, we were waiting in line. I was talking to people in line and there was never a moment where like, well, what do we say now? Like, what do we talk about now? We always had something to talk about. And then we moved on to like more personal things. We're talking about like our jobs and like where we live. And it is just the easiest thing to talk to people who you have already have something in common with, obviously. So I feel like I've been lucky enough to not go to a Demi concert by myself. I've always been with like my sister or my friends and like with you and stuff. But if you ever in that like boat and that's keeping you from going to the concert, like I don't have anybody to go with, it is you will probably make some incredible lifelong friends in that line.
Like just go to the show, wear your favorite Demi merch, Lovatic wear, you know, slide that in there. And then maybe someone else is wearing the same Lovatic wear. Maybe you guys are both wearing your Boss hoodie. And then boom, you can do a little Spider-Man meme across the parking lot. And then you meet up and say, hey, did you buy that from Lovatic wear? And I could be like, yeah. And you could be like, I bought from Lovatic wear too. And you guys could become friends and just jam the Demi and your Boss hoodies together in the front row, you know?
Oh my God, how funny. That would be so cute.
That's where the new Lovatic wear end. Two people in the front row, like with the Boss hoodies, like
Oh my God, that would be sick. Okay, well you need to bring yours now because we gotta get a picture.
Yeah,
for the next one.
I shall. It'll be New Year's Eve. We can all wear our Boss hoodies. That'll be perfect.
Yeah, we're gonna talk about all that info in the next episode. We're gonna do another little surprise episode, but we wanted to do our Dear Little Me segment. It's related to Tell Me You Love Me turning 6 years old. If you guys are not watching on YouTube, you need to watch like Angel's
Face. We're not puking, guys. Yeah, we're
our faces. Yeah, you need to come and watch because it's too funny. I already know. I know your favorite song, Lonely.
It is. Oh my God. Lonely is such a Lil Wayne. I fucking love Lil Wayne. I've loved Lil Wayne since I was a little wee tot, little 9-year-old me, little wheezy. You know, I love my guy, Lil Wayne. So when they collabed out, and like I love R&B and hip hop. Like I grew up on that. Yeah. So Demi doing like an R&B type song was automatically just
two worlds
collided. Lonely. And to this day, even though Tell Me You Love Me has now had three albums after it, it's still my favorite out of all 9 Demi albums. Like it's still top tier for me. So that says a lot. I love that album.
I don't know what I would say Hitchhiker, but it's not one that I listen to all the time. Like, I really did like Games too.
Demi, you were excited for Games at the dressing room, and you were like, no, that's not what I was actually excited for.
Smoke and Mirrors, I was excited for. Yeah, I told Demi at the dressing room I was excited for Games, and Demi's like, oh, we do something cool for that one. I'm like, oh, really? As if I hadn't seen all this stuff on social media. And then I was like, fuck, that's not what I'm, because Demi, it's not even Demi performing for a majority of the song. It's like an outfit change song. And I'm like, damn, how stupid, like out of all the songs, You Don't Do It For Me Anymore, cool, but Games. I mean, granted, I do enjoy that song. It's Josh's favorite song from the album, and Smoke and Mirrors too. Which I feel like is taste a good. I feel like I picked a good one with that. But I guess like Ready For You. It's unreleased. It's ready. Okay, I'm gonna count that as part of the album because it's not unreleased. It's the Target, right?
Has to be on the actual core album
page. Oh my God. Okay, I I'm gonna go with Hitchhiker then, because
I was not expecting that from you. I feel like Hitchhiker is like, I feel like Hitchhiker is like the lowest, like, because like the whole Hitchhiker and Concentrate thing, like, oh, it's the same song. So I feel like people have like some weird opinions about both of those songs, and they're like just at the bottom of everyone's totem pole because they sound the same.
So what would you have thought?
When my that you would like? Yeah. I thought you would be like, either You Don't Do It For Me Anymore or Daddy Issues, Sexy Dirty Love, like one of the more ones.
Everybody loves like Cry Baby and Daddy Issues. I will skip those. I'm sorry.
I do skip Daddy Issues a lot. I don't like it. The only like memory I have of Daddy Issues though is at the Lovato Beach House when we randomly recreated the music scene.
Yeah. That's
the only like memory I have of that. But
yeah, for me it just maybe it's because I don't relate to the song. But from I don't know if Tell Me You Love Me is not in like my top three favorite albums of for Demi. It's yeah.
Literally, I don't skip a single song on that album. Like, it is so good. Every single song. Like, sometimes I'll skip Daddy Issues, yeah, because it's overplayed. But every other song on that album, golden. Chef's kiss. Masterpiece. There's not a single song. How can you not like that album?
Well, I know a lot of people are going to agree with you, and I can already see the comments now. They're going to be like, Paige, we're unsubscribing because you have the worst taste in music. I know that Tell Me You Love Me is one of the most popular albums of Demi's. I don't know why, but I like Sorry Not Sorry, but I feel like that's like that I feel like that can't be somebody's favorite. That's just like too mainstream.
Too basic. Yeah.
And Tell Me You Love Me, like I do like the rock version of that, like I said, but I gotta say Hitchhiker, and that's still like not like for you, it's not like on for you level for me.
Yeah.
So
Confident is the album that I don't care for, so it's like we're like opposites.
But I don't really listen to Confident either. Like there's only for every album, there's just songs that obviously there's songs that I like, and then there's songs there's always a skip on a couple skips on every album for me. I feel like there's it's hard for me to pick a favorite album. I really do. If I had to, it would probably be Holy Fuck right now.
Yeah.
But I wish I could like piece together all of my favorites to make like the like perfect album in my eyes of what I would listen to.
That would be cool, like if we could take like two songs from each album or whatever and make like our perfect like little album track list from-
we should do it
one do day. That yeah
we'll do that. But anyway, you guys, like we said, it's been a while, so I want to know, what is your high and low for this week in the past, if there's, you know,
past month.
Yeah, past month.
Yeah,
so how are you doing?
How am I doing? Well, for those of you that don't know, I don't know, the last time we talked, I'm not sure if I was in college yet, but I am a grad student now, in case I wasn't in the last episode. But God, college, master's, grad school is a lot harder than undergrad, and I should have expected that, but I'm drained as fuck. So that's my low. Like, being in grad school is fun, but I've written like 10 papers in a month, and they've all had to be like 8 to 10 pages, all had to be like 15 plus resources cited and annotated, and it's just
yeah,
I gotta get that degree. Yeah, so that's my low, it's just a lot of work. And then my high is I guess my dog. I like my dog. It's been pretty stressful lately, honestly, with like, you know, finances and trying to get in my new job and all that, but my dog, taking her on walks every day, doing her little morning routine.
And you get to take her on walks now, considering you're not living in Florida, where it was like unbearable.
No, literally, like it's actually cold here. Like, we wake up in the morning, me and Chris, and take her out, and like we have to put on sweaters. Like, and I'm like, in Florida, it's still 80 degrees during the day. Like, it's wild to me.
Yeah, I love the cold. It's been way too hot these past couple of days here. I'm like, I need the fall weather.
Yeah, fall. Very excited. I'm curious to see how Toffee's going to react to snow, because she's never experienced it before.
Oh, so yeah. Oh, my God. You got to get a video of that.
For yeah. Sure.
My low is that my mental health has been just bad. Like, that's literally, like, all I can describe it. But I feel like my high is... I don't want to give it away too much, but my high is that we are seeing Demi. We're going to talk about it in the next episode. We're going to do, like we said, a bonus episode for you guys, because we still have more updates that we want to share with you. But I feel like our next episode is going to be holiday themed. So yeah, we're seeing Demi. So that's my high. And we just found out like 2 hours ago.
Literally 2 hours ago. Yeah.
So yeah, that's exciting. But with that being said, is that it for us, Angel?
That is it for us this episode, and you will see us again for our bonus episode. We gotta give you a bonus because it's been so long. Mm-hmm. And we just want to let you guys know that we miss you guys. And for those of you that stick around, even during our MIA periods, we really appreciate you guys. We know that we're not on, you know, a schedule as much as we were in the beginning, but we do appreciate those of you that stick around and watch us every time we upload and comment and like and interact with us. So keep doing that. And like Paige said, comment down below what your highs and lows were for the last week, month. Let mm-hmm. us know what you're going through, what's happening, you know.
And if you aren't already subscribed to us on YouTube, make sure you do that. And if you're listening or if you're watching on YouTube, head over to Spotify and follow us and listen to the episode on there because it helps us out a lot. Yes. We appreciate you guys and we will see you. Go ahead. Sorry. It's been too long. I'm a little rusty over here.
We'll see you next time for your weekly dose of Demi.
Bye, guys.
Bye. Sorry that it took so long, but baby, you're free.